Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. This is Joe Scott, and today with me is Leslie Hanks. Hi, Leslie. It's great to be back.
Hi, Joe. Yeah, it's great to be here. Thank you. Thank you, Bob, for letting us fill in for you.
Yeah, he's real busy today, again, as always.
That's right.
We have a lot to discuss today.
I know. We're not going to get through it all, we don't think. So no, Bob will have to have us back.
Yeah, he will. So I want to talk about Sue Sutherland.
Okay.
She was out at the Aurora Kill Mill today.
Right.
And they had a baby saved.
Yay.
Isn't that wonderful?
That's fabulous.
And the signs played a big part in the save of that baby, didn't it?
Absolutely.
You talked to Sue.
I didn't actually talk to her. I saw her posted on Facebook. Mill in Aurora on Abilene right off of 225 in Mississippi is a chemical abortion mill. It doesn't do surgical abortions. But there's been a nice outreach there with some of Pastor Kevin Swanson's girls. And I can't really tell you all the ladies that participate, but Sue was there today, and there was a gal that saw their signs, and she just said she knew she couldn't go through with it once she saw how developed her baby was. She was, I think, almost 8 weeks.
Wow. That is another amazing story. And if nobody was there, that wouldn't have happened.
That's exactly
'cause
right.
Because it's the signs that caught that girl's attention, the signs that just pierced into her heart and made her realize what she was doing. And there's so many people that don't like those signs, but we know from personal experience that babies are saved by those signs.
Absolutely.
Very often.
Absolutely.
So thanks, Susan. Great job. We're thrilled to death.
That's right.
But you had an experience yesterday that culminated in a phone call last night.
Yeah, that was kind of interesting. So yesterday we were Ken was there, I believe, and I was there on the ladder, and two ladies drove in, and I believe they had out-of-state plates. And the one gal got out of the car, and she was walking towards the door, and I started, telling her the things we generally say. You know, there's help down the street, please don't hurt your baby, and God hates the hands that shed innocent blood, and those kinds of things. And so she sort of, she halted a little bit, and one of the children in the car got out, and they were emptying some pop out onto the grass, and so the woman, as I kept preaching, was kind of getting agitated, and she didn't like the fact that the child had to hear some of what I was saying. And so she was kind of like raising her hands up like she was upset, and she was trying to get the attention of the driver. So I think she wanted the driver to just get the kids out of there so they didn't have to hear what I was saying. Well, so she came back to the driver's side of the car, and they talked for a few minutes, and I think she was decidedly upset, and she was like, I don't want these kids to have to hear this. And so I thought she was just going to go back in the building, but sure enough, she just ran around the back of the car, got in the car, slammed the door, and before she got in, she told me she hoped I rot in hell, and then they just drove away. So I was like, wow, that's good. I don't care about what she said to me as long as they leave.
And praise Jesus, there's not a chance that that will happen, so because you know Jesus. And then last night I get a phone call from a woman that said she has to have an abortion because she'll die if she gives birth to the baby. And since she had to deal with our outreach yesterday, she can't have the abortion. And therefore, she's going to have to die because this pregnancy is going to kill her. And then her husband's going to sue us. And I said, okay. I started to answer her, but she hung up. After some choice expletive, she hung up. And I started to say, I don't believe you, and try to get her into a conversation, but she hung up on me. So it was just somebody that was still angry from being there in the morning, and I'm pretty sure it must have been that woman. She got a hold of some of our literature, and that's my phone number on there.
Right.
That's why she would call me.
There's another case, though, of how, the signs that she saw and the preaching she heard pricked her conscience enough to where she just wasn't comfortable enough to stay there. I mean, we try to tell people they're killing children here, and it's a terrible place to be, and, Planned Parenthood tries to claim it's health care, but...
And imagine taking your children to a place
like
that.
Exactly, yeah.
So she left, and we thank God for that, and we'll pray for her and maybe she'll come around. Maybe she won't, but we can bet one thing. She's not dying.
Well, I do hope she comes back and has a chance to have a conversation with one of us, because we always try to say there is help. We'll help you if the guy won't, you know. So
that's happened just recently with a young Jewish woman who came out with her own theology, was very upset with us, came out, began a conversation with us, and it ended up to be, what, 2 hours long?
2 hours long. Yeah.
And hugged us when she left. Mm-hmm. So
that was a real worthwhile encounter,
it really
I think.
Was.
We gave her plenty to think about, that's for sure.
Yes. Yes, it did. Yeah, and I bet she's still thinking about it and talking about it and telling people about these two crazy grandmothers she met on the sidewalk. So, and then I want to talk about something today. I just want us to think it through, because I think a lot of people don't know what to think about this subject, and it's the Duggards.
Yes.
The Duggars that have had to go through some trauma with their oldest son, Joshua.
Right. And I'm guessing most of the listeners probably are aware of their family. They have 19 children.
Right.
That's very remarkable in this day and age.
And the program on TLC.
And they were on TLC.
Yeah.
And, yeah, there was a scandal broke this week. And, Joe, you know a little bit more about how they got the information. I think the records should have been closed, but somehow
an internet troller got a hold of Josh's past. So we are now faced with this wonderful Christian family, 19 kids. The program was 19 kids and counting. Joshua was on that. Who their oldest son was Joshua, and he, when he was 14, got into molesting little girls. But he admitted it to his parents. His parents sent him away for several months for hard labor at a friend's farm. They brought him before the church, and his pastor dealt with him. And then they took him, after he got back from the farm, to the state troopers. No charges were filed. But the Duggars are an unbelievable example of what a Christian family can endure and come out of wonderfully.
Mm-hmm.
Josh is a fine young man today. He's married. He told his wife before he was married what had happened, and they dealt with that, and they decided to get married anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And he's gone on to be... What's his job?
He was working with Tony Perkins at Family Research Council.
Right.
Now he's lost his job, sad to say. But, and, you know, I mean, I can certainly understand Family Research Council feeling like that would be the appropriate step.
He stepped down. They didn't fire him.
That's right.
But so now the liberals are saying, look, Jesus is a lie. Christians are hypocrites. They're sinners. They're this, they're that. Well, first of all, Josh wasn't a Christian when this happened.
Right.
He's become a Christian since. But imagine what could have happened to him without the level-headedness and right guidance from the Bible. The level-headedness of his parents and then the guidance from the Bible that they did what was right, and they pulled him out of that to where he is a wonderful young man today. He stepped down, which is difficult for me because I think he would have done a really good job there.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think that he did the right thing because Family Research Council doesn't need that kind of baggage.
Right, exactly. But, you know, we're reading from an article that a wonderful blogger has written. He is associated with The Blaze, but his name is Matt Walsh. And he's just so good about pointing out the hypocrisy of the progressives on this and how, you know, they gave Bill Clinton a major, huge pass. And he's still, the biggest fundraiser in America. Not that it's certainly not right. I mean, we really know he shouldn't be, but the left completely forgives him. Lena Dunham, is that the lady's name?
Yes,
that admitted that she molested her sister, and nobody thought any big deal about that. But if it's a Christian, and, you know, like you said, he wasn't even saved at the time that it all happened. So the whole message of the gospel is that, you know, we can find salvation, and our Savior does forgive our sins. And so we're following the gospel. He's following the gospel. Their family is a good demonstration of how the gospel can redeem and restore people. But, you know, the progressives are still going to continue to, you know,
well, they're twisting
out,
it, making
exactly.
it look like Christ is the hypocrite, that he can't the people that follow him are worthless and they're all hypocrites, and that's not it at all. The moral of this story is that because of Christ, they have an intact family. Because mm-hmm. of Christ, mm-hmm. Joshua is okay, and you know, he'll survive losing a job.
Right.
He's not going to lose his family. He's not going to lose his children. He's going to continue to follow Jesus. And guess what? Jesus is going to take care of him. Mm-hmm. And he's going to come out on top. Where the liberals want to see him. I mean, they're actually dancing in the streets. Mm-hmm. That he's been found out. He was 14.
I know.
He was not an adult. He was 14. His parents took care of the problem appropriately, and that is an example of what Christianity can do.
Exactly. It's the true message.
It is the gospel message. You know, he takes us all from horrible places and brings us to salvation. And, you know, you look at those liberal families and you just have to say, and you don't have trouble with your children?
Exactly.
And how are you going to deal with it? Go to a psychologist?
Well, and Matt Walsh points out that because the family does oppose gay marriage, this is, you know,
That's the crux of the reason why
they want to destroy them. So
they're both pro-life and they oppose gay marriage, so they've got to get rid of them. They are the enemy. They're targeted, and they found one thing that they could go after the family with. And so TLC, that's the Learning Channel, has pulled their program, 19 Kids and Counting. Whether that's going to remain so or not, I don't know.
Yeah, and that's is that not the same program that got rid of the Benham brothers because they didn't they don't approve of gay marriage?
Right, and that's exactly the reason. Although they didn't ever come out and say that, they found David and Jason doing some videos on YouTube.
Oh, right.
Talking about gay marriage, and their show is gone. So,
but they've got bigger and better fish to fry at this point, anyway.
Amen.
So, yeah, amen. I'm feeling a bit like somehow God will bring something good out of this painful time for the Duggar family. Really,
I think their testimony through this will be a light, a light to every Christian family, and maybe to some lost families too.
Well, let's hope so. Yeah, because that can really be a problem in America. Some of the poor children.
So if someone's talking to you about the Duggars, don't hang your head and say, well, it's a story of triumph and the triumph in Christ, not a defeat. He's okay today, and he's come clean, and he's been a man about it. Unlike Bill Clinton.
Who's never repented for any of the serial rapes that he perpetrated.
Not only that, he publicly lied about him.
Right.
You know?
Well, this article is tremendous, so if you like Matt Walsh, just look him up. You'll find him on The Blaze, and he's really always got lots of great stuff to say, and he's an unusual Christian blogger, really. I mean, he's a young guy and kind of looks like he's pretty hip, but is he intelligent.
Yes, and he's right with God, so.
Yeah.
That's a good thing. So now we're going to change the subject quite a bit, and we're going to go to I think we'll go to Gardasil right now.
Okay.
And I wanted to talk about Diane Harper. I want you to explain who Diane Harper is from the video One More Girl. She's one of the people who testifies in that video One More Girl about Gardasil.
Well, should we talk about what Gardasil actually is for listeners that may not be aware? But if you have young girls, it's really quite a scandal. We've got an article here, and it says, Merck's former doctor predicts Gardasil to become the greatest medical scandal of all time. If people want to remember back about, I want to say it's been 5 or 7 years ago, Governor Rick Perry from Texas put forth an executive order saying that every girl 12 years old and older had to have a Gardasil shot.
Mandatory.
I guess if your children weren't in public school, you might have been able to figure out a way to get around that. But that's a pretty extreme measure to say every child has to have this shot. And it turned out that his wife, do you remember this, Joe? His wife was a lobbyist for Merck, I believe,
yes,
the producer of this drug. So there was a conflict of interest from the get-go. And now there are just story after story after story of side effects that girls are getting. How many have died from the Gardasil shot?
Last count was like 144, but that's nothing compared to those injured.
That are injured and, you know, don't have, they used to be athletic and very involved in sports.
They can't use their legs, they can't use their hands, they can't think things through properly. just one girl can only walk backwards.
I remember seeing that video. Yes. Oh, it's crazy. Well, so the Diane that we were talking about, she was actually hired to promote Gardasil originally, and I think she got to where she just couldn't sleep at night when she realized how many side effects were happening. So she has been involved now in this movie called, is it One More Girl?
One More Girl, yeah.
So she's admitting, she's coming out and saying, you know, this is not what it was cracked up to be in the beginning. And it was originally designed to protect girls from the human papillomavirus. But as we were talking about earlier, 95% of people that do develop that condition, apparently it resolves itself.
Right, so, and there's 121 strains mm-hmm. of HPV, and this covers four.
Yeah, so there's a big fraudulent element from the get-go. And we've got a quote here from the front of the article. It says, it's simply no longer possible to believe much of the clinical research that's published or to rely on the judgment of trusted physicians or authoritative medical guidelines. I take no pleasure in this conclusion, which I reached slowly and reluctantly over my two decades as an editor of the New England Journal of Medicine.
Why do you think that is? You think the pharmaceutical companies are coming in to play in these medical decisions? I think so. I think Gardasil has already made $1 billion.
Since its inception, or is it a year?
I think it was since its inception a couple of years ago.
All right.
That's not this year. But once you have a company that's making that kind of money, you're not going
to. The science starts to get a little skewed. So
yeah,
we're here to say if you're being given that kind of advice as a parent, you might want to do a little research and think twice before subjecting your child to something like this. And now they're giving it to male children, I understand.
Yes, they are. It's very unfortunate. I don't have any data on what's happening to boys. But if you don't want to just take our word for it, and I don't blame you, go to YouTube and just type in Gardasil.
And it's Gardasil.
On YouTube, and you're going to see. You'll see testimony after testimony from these young ladies that have been, their lives have been destroyed, decimated by Gardasil. One little 11-year-old girl, top of her class, a little cheerleader for her team, is in a wheelchair. And she cannot process thoughts like she used to be able to, so she's no longer at the top of her class.
Tragic.
You can see, yes, it's 11 years old. But they say they give it to 11 and 12-year-olds because they want to give three doses. And they want to have time for the doses to actually take effect and then become immune to these supposed cancers that they can get. And it's after the third shot that usually the girls are affected tremendously by Gardasil. So they're giving them to very young girls because they want to do it before they become sexually active at 13.
Well,
and who wants that?
No one. And the price, apparently it's like $150 a shot, and so no wonder they want to give three doses.
Oh, yeah. That's true. That's true. So anyways, folks, if you're thinking about Gardasil, go on YouTube and watch some of these videos. You may not want to risk your child's health for such a thing.
Speaking of pharmaceutical companies,
yes.
we want to talk a little bit about a day that's coming up on June 6th, and we've participated in this before, and we'll probably do it again. We'll be at Planned Parenthood probably on June 6th, but it's a day that American Life League and one of our dearest friends in the pro-life movement, Judy Brown,
yes,
founded American Life League, and so their organization has a day that they call the Pill Kills. And there's a website called thepillkills.org. And so we're finding there are just so many side effects from birth control pills, any oral contraceptive that's given at Planned Parenthood, where we are so often. And we always try to, you know, a lot of gals that come in, if they don't want us to know why they're there, they always say, well, they're there for birth control. And then we try to explain to them that the birth control pill is killing women, and nobody is told. And we're pretty sure that Planned Parenthood's not giving the females the information they need to make informed decisions about the risks that they face.
Well, we ask the girls to, when they're in there, getting an exam to ask about what kind of steroids they're on. So I'm sure some must, because not all are like the woman we talked to today. Mm-hmm. We tried to talk to a woman about birth control today and told her how dangerous the steroids in the birth control pill are. And she goes, well, in your world, what kind of answer is that when it's your health?
Exactly. Well, we're looking at a LifeSite news article here, and it does say the birth control pill is killing women, but no one's warning them of the risk. And this is about a newlywed young gal that got tragic symptoms on her honeymoon. She was in Hawaii, and these young women are at risk of collapse, stroke, heart attack, and any kind of vascular,
deep
circulatory
vein, thrombosis
system, fallout that you can think of, specifically deep vein thrombosis. Mm-hmm. I think probably the long flight caused her some problems, but they're not warned that pulmonary embolisms are killing young women and strokes are killing young women, and it's the emergency room physicians are not surprised when they see these girls come
in. That is such shocking to me, because if you talk to anybody about birth control, then not everyone thinks we're nuts.
Mm-hmm.
When we talk to them, but this young woman had a problem with an embolism, and she went to the emergency room and she said, isn't it bizarre that I would have an embolism? And they shook their head and informed her they regularly encounter otherwise healthy young women with blood clots, almost always caused by birth control.
Right, and that same paragraph says that what women are typically told is it's perfectly safe if you're not a smoker.
Right.
But then they're finding all sorts of women are showing up in emergency rooms that are having the same kinds of circulatory issues.
Smoking isn't playing really a big role in it.
That's interesting. Well, and here's a story right in the same article. Miranda Scott, who was 18, she was working out at the University of British Columbia gym, and she fell over backward and died. And the autopsy showed she died of blood clots throughout her body, and she was taking Yasmin at the time of her death. And we do hear all kinds of young women, you know, teenagers are specifically, I think, more prone to be prescribed this Yasmin,
yes,
don't you think, Joe?
Yes, it's the new hip birth
right.
control.
So, yeah, so her mother is now part of a Canadian class action lawsuit against the drug manufacturer, along with hundreds of family members and women who've been harmed or killed by the pill. So
hundreds.
It's shocking.
Hundreds.
Oh, and what was the statistic in this article was that they've paid billions of dollars in lawsuits, in awards for women that have been injured. I believe it's Bayer, and we can start talking about...
Well, I'd like to talk about Esure while
Esure
we're still
too.
On birth control. Yeah. Esure is a new form of birth control. It's a little...
It's a spring.
Like mm-hmm. metal device that they weave into the
fallopian tubes.
Uh-huh. And that's supposed to keep you sterile, and you're not going to have kids, and everything's hunky-dory until those little springs decide to migrate.
That's right. And the amount of horrendous stories that I have read, I've been on the Facebook page, has an Esure Problems page, and it's got 17,536 members. And Aaron,
all complaining?
I've never seen a positive article yet. But, you know, did we mention this last time that Aaron Brockovich is going to do a class action
yes,
lawsuit?
Yes, that's what we did last time.
Mm-hmm. But take a look at the Facebook page for Esure Problems, and you will be so shocked. And it just is an article I'm just burning to write, that fertility is a gift, Joe. And women spend so much time and money and energy and torment their bodies to suppress it. And it's just, it's so
maim
tragic.
Themselves. This Esure is maiming women.
It is.
Esure, if you wanted to look it up, it's E-S-S-U-R-E on the internet. And familiarize yourself with that. It's new, and it's the new cool thing. And I just saw an ad for it on TV the other day. I don't
mm-hmm.
know why they're
I
not
I think
it
was on
it.
Fox.
Yeah. I don't know why they're not pulling it, but please educate yourself if you're thinking of going near this, because it will cause great side effects.
And if it's not the kind of thing that you would ever consider taking, you probably know women that are on these kinds of contraceptive chemicals that have so many side effects. And if you have an encounter with somebody that's taking that or using Esure, you know, share with them the problems that exist and help them to see a better way.
Oh, we forgot to mention something. The Pill Kills campaign that mm-hmm. we'll be doing on June 6th. We will have literature at
Planned
Parenthood at 7155 East 38th Street every day between now and then. And if you are interested, you can come get literature if you want to hand some out to be part of that effort to get the word out, because we've got to make women aware of what they're putting into their
bodies.
That's
right. And somebody could come and get a stack of information and stand outside of Walgreens, because we know Walgreens sells Plan B, and that's an abortifacient. So,
yes.
I mean, it's either killing children or it's killing the women. And so it's a big problem, but so nobody gets told these things when they...
No,
their doctor, sadly.
They're completely ignorant to the fact that these things can even happen, because they're not even told. They're not even told. And now, we only have a couple minutes left, but I'd like to go from Hitler to headaches.
Well, interestingly enough, the eSure product is made by a company called Conceptus, but it's a subsidiary of Bayer.
Yes.
And so we've got this article about how Bayer, that makes the aspirin, has a pretty nefarious past that goes all the way back to Hitler's Germany. And
Zyklon B.
Zyklon B gas that was used to kill the Jews in Germany. So, the fact that Bayer is still involved in some of these very problematic products that are, still killing is just very, very sad. But so Bayer and A.G. Hecht and I.G. Farben, they were all linked together to create the Zyklon B. And this article that we're reading, it says that I.G. Farben was the single largest donor to Hitler's election campaign. So after he came to power, I.G. Farben worked in close collaboration with the Nazis and became the largest profiteer in the world in the Second World War, and produced all those horrifying chemicals. So
it killed so many people, and they're still in the killing business.
Yeah.
And because they make so much money, they can go to court and they pay people off, and they pay off lawsuits, and they stay in business with a huge profit. You know, a few lawsuits are not going to take a multi-billion-dollar company down.
Well, that's right. Yeah, they just pay off a few, and then, the rest of the people just keep suffering. So,
It's really a rough situation. Our young girls are not taught to think in the public school system, and that's sad, because it's difficult for us to reach them. They're
that's
not
right.
going to pick up a piece of paper and read about birth control. They're going to see, birth control, I'm going to be safe.
Yeah. Now, there is a website for thepillkills.org. People can look at that, and there will be a Twitter fest going on June 6th. If people want talking points, they can participate in that.
Oh, great.
So, if anybody wants to know how to be a little bit more involved, I know Rosalinda Lozano is going to be doing some of that outreach with her church. So.
Great. Rosalinda, good for you.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Thanks for helping. We have... only about a minute left. We want to say thanks again to Susan for saving Aisha's baby.
Yeah.
And we'll be praying for her and for a safe delivery, and that Sue can lead her to the Lord soon. And that's all part of this ministry.
That's right.
To educate, inform, and then to stigmatize abortion and all their killing apparatuses, including the pill. Thank you so much for listening. Thanks for being with me, Leslie.
Oh, of course. Thanks, Joe.
Yeah.
What a blessing.
Yeah, it has been a blessing. Thanks, folks. Have a good night.